Welcome to the Productivityist Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Vardy. So you see what I did there? I started off fast and I slowed down. You're going to hear a lot of that during this episode because I've been spending more time slowing down recently over the past several months than ever before. As my year winds to a close, the summer, this season winds to a close, and I'll have more on the end of my year next episode, next Sunday's episode. I realize that over the past few months, as much as there's been strain and uncertainty and stress and overwhelm around what's been going on in the world, in my world, in your world, wherever we are, and whether it's a pandemic or whether it's just other things that are stressful and overwhelming. When the entire world expects less from you, and when I say this, I will qualify this statement, but then it gives you the opportunity to really think about what you want to offer on an ongoing basis. So let me qualify this. So the world is slowed down in a lot of ways. There's not as much going on. You can't exactly, at least in my part of the world, you can't fill up a restaurant anymore. You can't go to the coffee shop to work. There are kids, you know, that are being homeschooled. So there's some expectations around that, not just from the person that you are, but from other people that you work with. Maybe it's your superiors, maybe it's your colleagues. It doesn't matter. The point is that the world is very different right now. And when change occurs and adapting to change occurs, slowing down is really the only plausible way to make that happen in as error-free way as it possibly can. Because when you're changing or shifting or evolving or adapting, speed will throw the whole thing out of whack. And so when things slow down initially, and especially if it's done on a massive scale, such as I believe we're seeing right now, then the expectations of what one could accomplish in the past setting are lowered because there are a lot of other obstacles in the way. There's a lot of changes, a lot of adjustment that needs to happen. And it's in that period that clarity, awareness, focus, maybe not so much focus, but definitely clarity, awareness, some sense of deliberation. Those can all take hold because you get to slow down a bit. You get to stop and smell the roses. You get to breathe. You don't feel like you're just treading water. You feel like you're all in the same boat together. And I've encountered that with a bunch of people. Even someone like myself who works from home, I've had people say to me that, oh, well, you must be used to this by now. You must be used to the working from home. So really it hasn't affected you. And that's not true at all because I'm not the only one at home. You know, and I haven't been the only one at home for months. So it's I've had to have some adjustment too. I've had to do things like change my podcasting schedule. I've had to adjust my work schedule to fit what works for my family. There's lots of things that I've had to do to adjust. And in order to be smart and responsible and considerate about those decisions, I've had to slow down. So do you. So will you if you haven't already. And there's something refreshing about that to a degree. Again, I'm not trying to downplay the effects of COVID-19 and the pandemic. I mean, we felt it here in our own household. And again, every part of the world's a little bit different. I mean, I can tell you that where I live, we haven't been as affected because of where we live. But by and large, we've all had to make some adjustments. And the uncertainty is palpable because there you can't control it. You can't control what's going on. And what's funny is we've had this, at least I have, maybe you have too, and I get this sense because I've talked to others, but there's been this illusion that we've had certainty, more certainty than ever before this. But really, that's largely an illusion because we have both that are happening on an ongoing basis. You can't be absolutely certain of everything, but when something like this happens, the uncertainty levels go up. And everything that we've kind of known to be true, our beliefs, not necessarily our values, but our beliefs, they get shook. You know, our expectations get rattled. And the way to forge a path forward isn't by, you know, wildly blazing a trail. It's by stopping, taking a pause, and charting the best course forward, taking all things into account as much as possible. Now, make no mistake, there's certain things that won't allow. You will have to move quicker. But I think also those things are being evaluated too. Those things are not necessarily going to be always the way that they are. And in order to be productive in times where uncertainty really reigns supreme, the best thing you can do is be more thoughtful about your actions. Slow things down. Take a breath. I've talked about this before, and I'll actually do this little experiment with you right now, which may be a bit more awkward considering this is purely an audio program. But if you've ever taken 30 seconds, I'll just do 30 seconds for the benefit of this podcast, and just done nothing, just sat with it. It's quite amazing. We're going to do that right now. So I'm going to take 30 seconds and not do anything, and I encourage you to do the same. How did that feel? 30 seconds of just sitting with the silence, with the slowness. When I do this in a live setting, when I was doing live speaking, and it really has to be done, as far as I'm concerned, it really has to be done in when you're with people, because there's an aura, this weirdness that fills the room, and I do it for a minute. And the interesting thing about that is when you're in a room, first off, everyone's looking at each other if they are, so no one's going to do anything that's out of sorts. But also at about the 35-second mark, I kind of fidget a bit, and that makes people think that something, or at least not everybody, but a good number of people think that, oh, the minute's almost up, and really we're only through the halfway mark. That 30 seconds, if you do nothing, feels like an eternity. So when people say to me that there's no way that they can do a 5-minute journal, or journal for 5 minutes, set aside 5 minutes for it. If you took 10 times the amount of time we just did, that's 5 minutes. Like that is a lot of time to fill with your thoughts, with your insights, with what you want, the story that you want to tell, and you want to be able to tell yourself later on when you reflect and you look back in your journal. You know, people say, I can't meditate I can't meditate. I can't practice. Well, listen, if you took 2 minutes to meditate, I mean, that 30 seconds for maybe for you, that 30 seconds felt like an eternity. Well, 2 minutes is going to feel like infinity. It's going to feel further. It's going to be an infinity times four. That's what it's going to feel like. But if you do that for 2 minutes, you get more comfortable with the silence. You get to live with it. And when you start spending more time slowing down, the quality of your decisions, the quality of your work, I believe, while the quantity may initially slip, the quality will increase over time. I was listening to the 3-month vacation podcast with Sean D'Souza, and he talks about some of his time management tips. I'll link to them in the show notes. And one of the things he talks about is he spends 1 hour to save 5 minutes. And he uses Text Expander, which they've sponsored this podcast before, and I love Text Expander. Again, I'll link to them in the show notes as well. But he spent time setting up Text Expander, and he spent a lot of time doing that so that later he can save 5 minutes at a time. But that stuff compounds. Plus, what's interesting about making a decision like that is it not only saves you time, but mental energy as well. Because when I use a tool like that, and there's plenty of tools out here that can do this, but we'll use Text Expander as an example, I don't have to think about how I'm going to say no to someone, about how I'm going to invite someone on the podcast, about how I'm going to share a podcasting link, about how I'm going to tell people that we don't do sponsored posts at my blog. Like, I have those answers already ready to go. So that's going to save me time. And it was that slowness, that deliberate thought of like, okay, you know what? This keeps coming up again and again. How do I solve this problem so it doesn't come up again? And that's the kind of thing that slowness does. You're slowing down. And I think I've said this before is, when you're trying to hack life or do life hacks, really what the idea is that you're trying to speed the right things up so you can slow the right things down. And that's what you do when you use that tool or when you assess a situation by slowing down and make a better choice so that you can kind of future-proof it. So realistically, if you want to absorb life hacks, it's really about speeding the right things up so you can slow the right things down. And the reason I say the right things is your right things are going to be different than my right things. There are some ones that are universally not right, but again, it depends on your values, your beliefs, your priority, whatever you prioritize. So I think that I believe that slowing down is one of the greatest antidotes that you can have to your productivity problems. And I don't mean stopping. I mean slowing down. You know, change your cadence. That will help. And I hope this podcast helped you too. That's it for this episode. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love it if you subscribe to the podcast in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode in particular, please leave a rating, a review in your podcast app or platform of choice. You can leave it for this episode or any of the other episodes that we've had in the past. This episode's been going strong. This podcast, rather, has been going strong for years. And I continue to want to do that for years to come. So until next time, I'm Mike Vardy, the host of the Productivityist Podcast, reminding you to stop guessing and start going. Maybe just a little bit slower than usual. I'll see you later.